Got it, Rex. Yeah, it is. Yep. Yeah, all good. So generally, that's correct for all the Australian models. For the Jap ones, they've actually got a quite large downpipe from factory. You will get a benefit from doing a downpipe as well. But to start off with, I wouldn't really worry about it too much unless you wanted to do a full turbo back exhaust. But if you did just the downpipe itself, you're gonna not get any extra volume. The problem is that they're a twin scroll, these things, so they're not like your typical off-the-shelf downpipes you can get. I'd have to actually chase up and work out where to get one of those from. I think the downpipe itself would be around the $1,200 mark, plus 300 to fit it. On the twin scrolls, they're a little bit different. So on the twin scrolls, you're more restricted by the airbox than the downpipe. That's what he's telling you is true for all the Australian 2.5 liters. So I would be doing definitely an intake and a cutback to start with, or I'd do an intake and a turbo back. So just the full exhaust, so downpipe and the cutback. So, your the cat backs are the same for anything 01 to 06, so literally exactly the same thing. The downpipes are different shapes, just because of the twin scroll turbo. They've got a different flange. If you do a full turbo back, it's going to be louder. So, yeah, it's just a cat back. You'll get more volume than what you got now if it's got a stock cat back on there. But performance-wise, you might gain another 10 kilowatts if you did the downpipe on that car. Otherwise, you'll get around 200 if you did just a cat-back and a colder intake and a tune. 200 as it is, yeah, with the colder intake. 200 kilowatts, yeah, at the wheels. Yeah, about that, 160 to 170 somewhere. And then if you did the full turbo back and the intake, you might get about 210 kilowatts. Let me work it out for you. No, you're right. All right, so the cutbacks, I think, did we say we're going to do the N1, which is the Canon for your one, or were we saying Q300? I think we said Q300, didn't we? So, you're probably looking at about 4,500 to 5K if you were to do turbo back intake and the tune. Yeah, otherwise you knock about 1,500 off that if you didn't do the downpipe. It is, but you'll need a retune to suit that. So the initial tune is 990, and then retunes are 395. I'd probably stick to the initial, like just cat back and an intake, just to get some noise out of it. So the main point of the cat back is purely just to get the, a bit of note. Otherwise, the car's dead silent. Yeah, done. Easy. Yeah, if you change your mind, give me a call. I can probably still squeeze it in for now. When it gets a bit closer to booking, I might not be able to squeeze in the downpipe. And I still need to order that because we don't normally stock that part. No, you're right. All good. Thanks.